Hey there, guys and gals, hep cats and cool kittens, and all you diesel-powered disciples of cool, it's time once again for the Diesel-Powered Podcast, your source for news, reviews, and all things diesel punk, brought to you by John Piker Productions and Audible. Please welcome your host, coming to you live from the Houdini Room at the Casa de Cool, the ultimate entertainer, the king of swing, the tower of power, and your diesel punk prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John B. Pica.
Hey there, all you guys and gals. It is the Diesel Powered Podcast, and this is your Diesel Punk Comics microcast for the week of October the 17th. Wow! Where has this year gone? And it's been over a little over a year that I've been doing this microcast. We're actually at episode 44 tonight, and it was this week a year ago that I actually left Tales from the Geek at ComicsPriceGuide.com, ventured out on my own, committed more time and energy to the Diesel Powered Podcast and doing this weekly microcast. And eventually, at the first of the year in 2015, this year, started Comicstravaganza, my own web video show on GraphicPolicy.com. But the most exciting thing that happened was that with the departure from Tales from the Geek, I got to focus on finishing my book, my diesel punk pulp adventure novel, Tales from the Flipside, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. It is an autobiographical. It's a true story. You can believe it because it is true. And it's available from Prose Press on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. It's available as an ebook from those outlets, as well as on iTunes, the iBook store. And officially last week, I couldn't announce it here, but it was announced a day or two later as an audiobook on iTunes or from our sponsor, Audible.com. That's right, you can get Tales from the Flipside, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens at Audible. And I hate to say this, but you can get it for free for trying out Audible at audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. You get a free book just for trying them out. And it's on us, and that free book could be one of any of over 100,000 titles. But that one title could be Tales from the Flipside, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. I also want to thank our other partner, Empower Sound, who provide us with the amazing amp. And it's an awesome, awesome mini sound system. We've been using it all across the country at Fandom Fest, at the Jackson Nashville or Jackson Comic and Toy Show. We used it just last week at, I've been using it for Tales from the Flipside Live at the Centennial Black Box Theater. Everywhere we go, we're using the amazing amp. It's phenomenal. Little unit, but it pumps out some amazing sound. And if you're a performer, a soloist, a lecturer, a workshop leader, whatever, check out the amazing amp from Empower Sound at amazingamp.com. All right, it's time to jump into new comics for this week. And did I say, yeah, the 17th? Today? No, that's not right. What is the date this Wednesday? Am I ahead a week? I want to doubt it. You know, it's been Monday all day long, and I feel like I've had my head just in a cloud. It's been crazy just this time of year. And so these are new comics for the week of October the 14th, not the 17th. The 17th is Saturday. And on Saturday, I am going to be doing Tales from the Flipside live at the Centennial Black Box Theater. That's why I have the 17th on my mind. Time to get ready for that. And that's going to be cool. I'm going to be doing Extreme Magic in honor of our Halloween season. Broken beer bottle, Russian roulette, needle through the arm. I'm going to be eating some razor blades and playing around with animal traps. Some new stuff, but more importantly, we're going to be filming the show for an upcoming Magic DVD. So you want to come by. If you're in Nashville, you want to be a part of it, you can get tickets at flipsidetales.com. But before then, we got new comics out this Wednesday, the 14th, and some good stuff coming out this week. Some really good stuff. The one that I'm looking forward to the most is the Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot hardcover edition. And if you are familiar with Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot, it is this awesome mashup, this kind of antebellum between Diesel and Atomic Punk. Big Guy, the robot, the mech armor suit that a U.S. Air Force pilot wears, is definitely hardcore Diesel Punk. It's got the visual aesthetics of the Deco era. And then Rusty, the boy robot, is atomic powered. And so you've got this mashup, this crossover of Diesel and Atomic Punk. There are giant kaiju. Jeff Darrow's artwork is incredibly detailed. Frank Miller is the writer. So if you liked Frank Miller's Batman The Dark Knight, the Sin City series, or his Daredevil, you get all of that hard-boiled adventure that you love from him. From Rusty, Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot. Now, this is the two-issue series combined, along with the recent Dark Horse Presents series and some other goodies. But it's all wrapped up for the first time ever in one collected edition in hardcover. So check that out. Captain America White, number 3 of 5. And this is the superstar creative team of Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, who did Spider-Man Blue, Hulk Gray, Daredevil Yellow, and continuing with their Colors series, Captain America White, number 3. And this was rumored and talked about for years that it was coming, it was coming, it was coming. Finally, it's come, and it is really fantastic. I am a big fan of Tim Sale's artwork. I love the painterly style. I love seeing the brush strokes. And I love his interpretation of some of these classic heroes. He's just really got the square jaw and the supersized proportions down. In this issue, they've ended up behind enemy lines, face to face with a Nazi tank and Nazi commandos. And Cap, Bucky, Sergeant Fury, and the Howling Commandos are all together to take on the Nazi forces, and you'll never believe who the newest Nazi soldiers are. Dun, dun, dun. First two issues have been phenomenal. You'll want to get this and check it out. All right, also out this week is DC Comics Bombshells number 3. Now, I've already read this issue in chapters on Comixology. You can get Bombshells one chapter at a time for 99 cents, which is phenomenal. But this is issue number 3, and just in time for Halloween, there's a dark ritual performed in a German cabaret, and a supernatural servant is brought forth to serve the Third Reich. And Zatanna's been manipulated by the Joker's daughter. Plus, Batwoman leaves Gotham City, and Amanda Waller introduces her to an unearthly ally. Plus, Wonder Woman gets into combat as she joins Mera on the European war front. This issue was phenomenal. Again, this is one of the best series I've read this year. And especially Batwoman story arc, the artwork is phenomenal. Now, you've heard us talk maybe on this show and on Comic Extravaganza Live that Eric Powell was bringing an end to the Goon series of books as we know it. That the series that just ended, Once Upon a Hard Time, just ended last week, was going to be the last book with the Goon as the featured character. And hot on the heels of that finale is Bizarre Theater with the Goon. It's Theater Bizarre. Theatre Bizarre. This is actually based on a live show that starred Roxy Delight. Roxy Roulette is a totally different character. Anyway, Roxy Delight, famous burlesque performer. She was the star of Theater Bizarre, and Eric Powell has a real fandom for Roxy. They're friends, and he brought her into the Goon as a character, and now he's created a series based on Theater Bizarre. So you got Zombie the Clown, Roxy Delight. The show is a real-life Halloween event that's held annually in Detroit and is the brainchild of John Dunavant. So kind of like how I brought my show to Tales from the Flipside, Tales from the Flipside to my show, Eric has done the same for Theater Bizarre, and it's raved about, very cool, and it's going to have that neo-retro, neo-vintage, diesel-punk aesthetic, and of course, the Goon is a character. How can you go wrong? All right, also out this week, man, I told you it's a huge week, and we're only halfway through. Justice Inc., The Avenger, number 5. And this begins a new arc called The Faces of Fear. Richard Benson, the Avenger, is the world's foremost master of disguise. But when the man who taught him the art of deception comes to him in desperate need of help, what surprising facts will we learn about Benson's own past? Dun, dun, dun. And that's from Dynamite Entertainment. Also out this week from Haslin Publishing is the Mono Hardcover Volume 1. Now, I never read this series because I didn't know what it was about. The solicits on this month to month over the last year or so were never very clear. It made it sound like it was just about a hitman. Well, it turns out it is a secret agent and an assassin for the Queen named Mono. And he's an ape-human hybrid, and he has a deadly prehensile tail, the strength of 12 men. And what makes this diesel punk is he made his debut in the pulps of the 1930s, had a brief revival in the late 1960s and 70s, but the tagline on this is, can it be that the fiction is closer to historic fact than was ever previously guessed? So I'm gonna check this out, because ape-human hybrid assassin for the Queen, secret agent and Queen's assassin, that sounds fantastic. I gotta check that out. See, I wish I'd known that earlier. I would have shared that with you earlier. And if you've been reading that and you haven't turned me on to it, shame on you. So Mono, Hardcover Volume 1. Also out this week, Shadow Volume 2, Number 3. This is a cabal of vile magicians. First day with my new tongue, folks. A cabal of vile magicians have recruited an assassin to eliminate their enemies. At the top of the list, you guessed it, the Shadow. Meanwhile, more secrets of the last illusion are revealed. Dun, dun, dun. And then also out this week on shelves is Tyson Hesse's Diesel number 2 of 4. Now, this is one of those really cool titles. You heard me talk about it a couple of weeks ago. It's a crossover between steampunk and diesel punk. And the character, Diesel, is her name. And she's a mechanic on an airship, and there's a mysterious flying engine, a diesel-powered engine, and Diesel takes a joyride on the mysterious engine with shocking consequences. The artwork on this is very reminiscent of Avatar, Legend of Korra. It's definitely got that crossover aesthetic. You're really seeing that end of the steam era, beginning of the diesel era. It's a really nice crossover book, well worth checking out. And that's available from Boom Studios this week, the 14th. So let's talk just a little bit about one of my top diesel punk titles, series. And I'm going to talk about this title, Pharaoh City by Jason Armstrong. Now, this is, you may remember that, I guess it's been almost a year ago now, I first got this. And the Pharaoh City collection is called The Medusa Key. It's by Jason Armstrong, and it's labeled robot science fiction pulp noir. That's a mouthful. Basically, it's diesel punk on every level. You've got, the neo-vintage noir art deco stylings. You've got flying cars. You've got robot cops. And you've got a hard-boiled noir detective mystery. And it's all in black and white, which is kind of cool. And the artwork is very stylized. I love it. It has a kind of a Tim Sale style to it, a little bit more cartoonish, but very painterly, very... actually, it's kind of a cross between Tim Sale and Dan Parent, who does the Archie series. That may not make sense to some of you, but... it's very cool, very stylized, and you can get the collected series, Pharaoh City, in a soft cover from Image Comics. Now, this is Volume 1, so there may be a Volume 2 on the way. I've not found Volume 2 yet, but I got this as part of my Comic Bento subscription. And, read it in one sitting. I think it's 4 or 5 issues. So, Pharaoh City, The Medusa Key, check that out. One of my favorite diesel punk comic series to date. Speaking of Comic Bento, they are a sponsor of ours. And if you like graphic novels and hardcover collected editions, trade paperbacks, and if you love surprises, check out Comic Bento. You get a mystery box of comics every month in your mailbox for under $20. It's guaranteed to be worth at least $50, but you get it for under $20. And if you order before October 15th, as you're listening to this now, if you go on and you check out Comic Bento and you place your order before the 15th, you can get their next Comic Bento box, their Masks box, which is curated by none other than Gail Simone. Superstar writer Gail Simone put together this month's selections for Comic Bento. You can check them out at mycomicbento.com. That's mycomicbento.com. That'll take you through our affiliate link. And if you sign up, that will help us keep the lights on here at the Diesel Powered Podcast. Well, guys, that's it. We're going to call it a night. But before we do, I want to remind you to send your emails to us at comicstravaganza@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Diesel Powered Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Diesel Podcast. And of course, you can listen to other episodes of the Diesel Powered Podcast. And we got a great one hitting this week featuring the return of Boss Larry. Larry Amia is back on this week's episode of the Diesel Punk and Pop Culture Roundtable, so you want to tune into that, but you can check out more episodes on iTunes, on Stitcher, and at thedieselpoweredpodcast.com. Well, guys and gals, that's it for tonight. As always, this is the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John B. Pica, saying swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.